It's about certain powers of the mind. And yes. I know a few people that are interested in the science of mind reading.
Yes.
And sometimes when we discuss these things, I ask them, is this a God-given gift or does it just come naturally or what? But equally...
You think there are two different sources, nature and God? you put it like this, either it's a God-given gift or it is natural. What is natural? It is a gift by Allah.
Okay, I'll rephrase it. Or do you just practice it? And
equally,
they ask me whether this is against your religion or not.
No question of that. In fact, I have already spoken on this so many times before.
Have you also?
That you will have plenty of mention of this subject in my various cassettes. They are available at the mosque. You can get them. It's a very interesting subject. I am interested in this.
My father was
also interested in this. And in nutshell, I can tell you that Islam is not against it. It's a creation of God, that gift, or that set of gifts. It's not one single gift. This subject is divided into various sections. You can, according to the science, you can apply your mind and make the inanimate objects move. You can convey your thoughts to others. You can project yourself to a place which is some distance, and you can concentrate so that as if your spirit had left your body or left it in a semi-detached state and partly was present there, and it began to feel what was happening there and began to see almost. So such experiments, and also to predict the future, all this in a semi-state of consciousness, a state of semi-consciousness, or maybe in a total state of oblivion, you don't know where you are, and in a hypnotic state, you begin to see things, and sometimes in dreams and so many other things. So all these experiences have been turned into a science now, which is called ESP, extrasensory perception, or parapsychology. It is a very common name now, parapsychology, and or paranormal. All these three names of the science apply to the same things. They are supposed to be a branch of psychologists. But the psychologists disown them, and they say they are cult hunters, and they are not scientists, they are superstitious. But they also associate some very reliable scientists with their research. For instance, some Nobel laureates have been also associated, and they have been made witnesses to what they observed and what they achieved. Now, that is that part of it. As far as the religion goes, religion fully endorses these experiences, and our view is this, that Allah has gifted us with these qualities so that Allah could come into contact with us, and they could be put to in use for prediction and things. And if we had not been endowed with an apparatus, apparatus like this, how could we come into contact with Allah? There has to be a receiving part somewhere.
Yes, indeed.
Allah could send signals, all right, but if there was no receiving part, how could we receive those signals? So Allah must have inbuilt something in us, which when activated and when brought into contact with the signals of Allah, could receive those messages. Now, those messages can be distinctly told apart from the human, ordinary, confused experiences. And on this, Hazrat Masih Maud alayhi salatu wasalam has also written, and for that I suggest his book, Haqiqatul Wahi. It's a very deep book and very exhaustive book on the experiences of revelations, the phenomena, the underlying philosophy, the confusions, how things are confused with worldly experiences, and what relationship these experiences have with piety and spirituality, and where is the demarcation line between the two, and so on and so forth. So So all these very interesting questions have been fully dealt with and exhaustively dealt with in the book Haqiqatul Wahi. And I hope it is translated, I don't know. But if it is not rendered, I think we should put it on the priority list.